It's very important. Morocco was the first country to recognize the United States during our revolution. We have long-standing ties. Morocco has always been a strong security partner. Morocco is very important to the United States and important to the region. There's a long history of mutual cooperation in the defense and political sphere, and Morocco is a security provider in a region that is increasingly unstable and also provides a model for modernization on the African continent that, quite frankly, others would benefit from. So I think it's important that this is recognized and that the ties are reinforced.
Would that impact the tension between Algeria and Morocco?
That's the downside of the relationship, is that Algeria views any cooperation with Morocco as a zero-sum game that detracts from its own security. It's really unfortunate because the United States wants to be security partners with both countries. Our security cooperation with Algeria is not as well developed. It's not as fully formed. I think in large part, this is a hangover from the Algerian Revolution. There still seems to be some vestigial loyalty to the Soviet Union and its successor state. Russia is the largest provider of arms to Algeria. That's unfortunate because I don't think it serves Algerian interests.
In October of 2020, Morocco and the United States signed a 10-year roadmap for defense cooperation that guides cooperation in priority areas, including bolstering Morocco's military modernization and efforts to more effectively face regional threats together. What does that entail?
Well, it's a broad range of cooperation, but it pretty much builds on cooperation that we've had for decades. In the past, you know, Morocco had a strategic air command air base. That's since been extraneous to American requirements, but the relationship has always been robust. There's always been a lot of training, a lot of Moroccan officers trained in the United States. There's been a military training mission that's been in position more than 50 years. The relationship is generally strong, and it's very rare to find a senior Moroccan officer who is not trained in the United States at some point. Because of that, and because of their own strengths, the Moroccan military is regarded as one of the most professional ones in Africa. And as I said earlier, it's a net exporter of security. I mean, I served in Bosnia with Moroccan forces. They're fantastic. And, you know, 40 years ago, the idea that African forces would be conducting peacekeeping missions in Europe would have been unheard of. But the Moroccan military professionalism and capacity really is a model for the rest of the world. And the United States, I think, is prudent to amplify and seek to expand it.
The English visit took place just a few weeks before a major milestone in the history of the U.S.-Morocco relationship, the 80th anniversary of Operation Torch, which happened in November 1942, when 30,000 U.S. troops landed in Morocco to protect the region from Nazi tyranny during the World War II. Can you briefly shed some light on the significance of that operation?
Torch was both a strategic and an operational mission for the United States. On the strategic front, the aim was to ensure that the vestigial colonies and protectorates of France, and it's important to note that Morocco was a protectorate, not a colony of France, but to ensure that they did not join Vichy and did not support the Nazis. So the aim in landing in Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia was basically to remove these French colonies and protectorates from the possible sphere of influence of Vichy, which had, by that time, was veering towards out-and-out collaboration with Nazis. Operationally, these were the first major combat operations by U.S. military forces in the West. And that was important in that, you know, we conducted these complex landings that ultimately, you know, we'd have to execute under fire in order to, you know, take the fight to Germany, as we saw at the Normandy land. So it provided us the ability not just to flip a potential base that might go towards the Germans, but also to try out our techniques of landing in potentially opposed areas and to seize ground from the sea.